Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, Radio. I know y'all remember this one.
Hell yeah.
Hot Talk Radio getting it in, baby.
We're doing this one for all the ladies.
2013.
H-Town Boys. Kicking it with my boy Luke. For the night.
Yeah, I know you remember this one. What you wanted to do, cuz? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's up, world? What's up, ATL? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your motherfucking speaker. And I know damn well you didn't think we was going to change that shit up for 2013. What's up,
yeah.
World? What's up, ATL? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your motherfucking speaker, a.k.a. DJ Hell No. Hell No, I don't know what I'm doing. But I bet you I'm making this shit work.
Listen up, y'all.
Big Baby.
Get that old
your girl,
man.
Lady Libra, hell. We going in, y'all. Lego. Hot Talk Radio. Today, tomorrow, for motherfucking ever. You gon' respect this motherfucking precious pussy.
Big Baby on the beat.
It's Hot Talk Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio. We coming through your speakers and we live from the ATL. Hot Talk Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio.
That's all.
It's Hot Talk Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio. Live from the ATL.
It's Lady Libra, y'all.
It's
Trapper, Trapper, Trapper John.
Trapper John.
Pippin', Pippin', Pippin',
Sweet.
Swerve, 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 G. G, swerve, 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 G. Yo, boy, Big Baby. Yeah, yeah. Let's go.
Let's go.
Hot Talk Radio.
Let's go.
You light my fire.
Talk Radio.
What's up, world? What's up, ATL? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your motherfucking speaker. I know y'all seen that like, damn, where the hell y'all been? You know, that's what we do. That's what we do. See, we can't just give y'all, you know, Hot Talk Radio, you know, just on a regular, continuous basis like that, because what happens is you start to expect this shit, and then you start not appreciating. We don't deserve to be unappreciated under no circumstances, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, tonight is Deserve Something Sunday. Y'all already know, when I come up with my topics, I'm already under the anointing. It's something that inspired the topic, and, is, you know, I'm getting ready to take it there. But, you know, what I want to open up with tonight, because, you know, this is, you know, Sunday night is my shit. You know, y'all tune in on Tuesday for Pimp Juice Pack over Tuesday, when the players, hustlers, gangsters, shoppers, pimps, whatever the fuck they want to be called, run the show. Now, I must admit, a lot of times they don't cooperate, but that's what they fucking do. So then I end up having to run their shit, then cuss them out because they just not gonna cooperate. But however, Sundays and Thursdays, really supposed to go how I want them to go, meaning I play R&B, you know, I want to play some rock and roll or some country. It's on me, you know what I'm saying? On Wednesday, that wretched-ass nigga Trapper John, y'all, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to let y'all know what to expect, you know, on Sundays and Thursdays, whenever I, because I can't, you know, y'all don't really deserve to hear this shit, like, every day, because then, you know, you get to, you know, you start expecting it, then you start getting ungrateful, then you start just feeling, you know, just taking us for granted, you know what I'm saying? So we have to, you know, sprinkle y'all here and there, pop back, take a break, you know, because, hey, that's just how you do it when you Lady Libra. So, you know, I've been out for a couple of days. I'm really, you know, really in the cut tonight, but, you know, I had to get this out of my chest. I want to say something. It deserves something Sunday. And let me see, should I go ahead and open up with the topic, or should I just, you know, go ahead and start what's on my mind? What's on my mind right now is I lost another close person to me, and, you know, I was just like, you know, I was just reflecting back on some stuff, and I couldn't, right now, I'm just, you know, I don't bear a lot of close, you know, close people to me. When I say close, I'm talking about best friends, you know, I'm still blessed to have my mother and father, but I mean, you know, when you have a different relationship with your friends than you do your mother and father, not saying that, you know, my mother and father relationship, you know, is on bad terms or anything. But when you hanging out with people and they're your best friend, y'all exchanging, you know, stories and just kicking it and being out for each other, you know, and you have to, you know, bear one around, it's kind of, you know, it hits you in the gut. But in this particular situation, you know, this individual had been with his wife for almost 60 years. You talking about somebody that got married at like 16 years old and like, you know, in their 70s when they passed. And I was just like, wow, you know, that's something that a lot of people won't get a chance to see. You know, that's got to be a beautiful thing to, because, you know, in that particular situation, that they had to stick with each other through everything, you know. Because, I mean, at 17, you still, I mean, at 16, 15, you still growing. You still got mistakes to make. You still got, you know, you still got a lot of shit to go through. And to make it through all those years, whew, all I can say is it must be nice. Must be nice.
Hey, yo, you would have just flipped on this CD player.
I just want to inform you that if you got somebody good, you hold on to them.
Somebody I could tell the way I feel about you.
I'm just saying, you know, I that song just does something to me because, I mean, I deserve, you know what I'm saying, I deserve that type of, you know, relationship. But, you know, I'm just not cut out for that. You know, it's just, you know, it just ain't going to happen. I mean, you know, but for those that have that, I know it got to be nice. Cause I got, you know, I got separation issues. I love people. I love so strong. I love so deep. You know what I'm saying? I deserve to be loved. But it's just terrifying to me to love somebody for that amount of time, and then one day have to, you know, separate from them. You know what I'm saying? So I got some personal shit going on. I think I'm kind of selfish. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't. You know, I think shit's supposed to last forever, you know. But, hey, that's my world. You know, hey, for those of you all that can handle it, it must be nice. You know what I'm saying? You deserve that. If you want it, claim it. You deserve it. And let's go on to this topic. You know, y'all know I got this. Now, it's the situation this Sunday is deserve. Now, I know y'all are probably saying, "Damn, I feel like, you know, I'm sitting in the audience, you know, and I'm on the pulpit." Hey, you are. Welcome to my motherfucking church. Now, deserve. Because somebody, you know, people be using terms and don't quite know what they mean and stuff. I like to go ahead and make sure that you understand what it is that I'm talking about. But some of y'all think somebody owe you something, you know, and don't nobody owe nobody shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, and y'all, your attitudes are all fucked up. I definitely don't owe nobody a damn thing. But for some reason, y'all attitudes and the way y'all be coming at me on Facebook and in public, y'all be way out of motherfucking pocket. And I come on here and check y'all asses. Some of y'all a little slow about processing shit because y'all still be coming at me. Let me explain something to you. I'm not a publicist. I'm not a PR. I'm not a promoter. I ain't none of that shit. I'm a personality. I'm a host. I'm an actress. And some more shit. But I'm not here at your fucking disposal. Some of y'all don't even deserve me to help your ass because you don't know how to come at me. You ain't waving that damn motherfucking check in my face. But yet instead, you come at me like you doing me a grand favor. You don't deserve me to do shit for your ass. Okay. Deserve. Do something or have or show qualities worth of reward or punishment to have earned to be given something because of the way you have behaved or the qualities you have. See, let me read that again because somebody misunderstood my Bible. Deserve. Do something or have or show qualities worth of reward or punishment to have earned or to be given something because of the way you have behaved or the qualities you have. Now, some of y'all, like I said, haven't done a damn thing to deserve me to do shit for your motherfucking ass. You keep coming at me, but you know what? You scratch my back, I scratch yours. I was always taught that an evil swap wasn't a motherfucking swindle. Y'all coming at me like, you know what I'm saying? It's my duty to cater to y'all motherfucking ass. Fuck y'all. Y'all, you know what? I don't know why the fuck y'all keep trying me. But y'all got the wrong bitch on the right day. That's all I'm going to say. Now, we got a caller. Let's see what's going on with this caller. Carla, I hope you deserve for me to open your mic, because if you don't, it's going to be a problem. 678-791, who is this?
Hey, how you doing? My name is Quentin Williams, been later.
Your name who?
Quentin Williams, how you doing?
Hey, you deserve to be on Hot Talk Radio tonight.
Well, you know, I was browsing through my Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
And I seen that we mutual friends of Danica.
Who?
Danica Martin.
I know millions of people, so don't take it offensively because I don't recognize them by name. But
okay, no problem, man. Listen to me. I was listening to you, right?
Uh-huh.
And you know what? I feel the same way that you do. You know, I don't even know your name, but we friends on
Facebook. I'm Lady Libra.
Okay, Lady Libra. And I had the same problem. You know, everybody feel like they deserve something, you know, and I'm not trying to take over your show or anything like that.
No, talk. I want you to talk now. We finna talk. Come on.
All right. Let me explain something. My name is Quentin Williams. You know, I'm from the west side of Atlanta. My life was a book. I recently got out of prison like in November for 5 years. And now that I've been out since November, and I'm among society, like people feel like I owe them some, or I got to kiss the ass, or I got to be a certain way just to just to be cool with them. But ain't nobody did shit for me. And I can relate to this deserve thing, you know what I'm saying? And I need help, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you say that you're like a, you're like an actor, actress and all that old shit, right? Well, I got a lot of talent myself. You know, I ain't trying to take over your show, like I said. You know, I'm just trying
it's
to really.
It's a talk show. That's what keeps throwing me off, that people keep thinking that I'm in this is, you know, it, the means of broadcast is through radio, but however, it's a talk show. And what I have experienced with watching my Twitch board is that when I play music, my audience goes away and only comes back when I'm talking. So for the people to keep coming at me like they're doing me a favor, and you know they making my shit hot by I need you to play this. Can you do this? No, these people tuning in to hear me fucking talk, not your music. So if you want me to push your shit, then you need to be scratching my back and you know doing something on my behalf as well. I don't owe you. Now you don't deserve me to just play your shit like that because I got my audience all to myself. You know what I'm saying? Keep going. So they listen. They want to hear us talk. That is what I'm saying. I play the music to go with the topic. You know what I'm saying? But they're not just gun-ho on what I'm going to play, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. So what is your advice? You know what I'm saying? What is your advice, Lady Lever?
Okay, so what is it that you do?
Well, I do everything. I'm a jack-of-all-trades. You know what I'm saying? I'm a jack-of-all-trades. I'm a freelance writer at the moment. You know, I write all urban fiction. Yes, I write. I write. Would you like to hear some of my writing?
Do I deserve to hear some of your writing?
No, I think would you like to hear? Would you like to hear some?
Sure, yeah, I deserve to hear some of your writing. Let me hear it.
You deserve it? One
yeah,
thing,
I deserve.
I got to find my tablet. This is like the first two chapters of a little small book. You familiar with Don and Gone, right?
You finna read a whole book?
No, I finna just read you a chapter.
Okay.
That's cool.
Mhm.
But it's a life. It's a true testimony. You ready?
Okay.
Okay. The year was 1995. I had caught my first felony of simple possession of cocaine back in the Bluff. Due to me saving most of my earnings during that short run, I was able to retain a paid lawyer by the name Renee Rockwell. Through our connection with the courts, I was given an offer of a 3-month boot camp of returning back to high school since I hadn't completed a high school education. I took my chances with school and signed up for job course. 3 weeks later, I was sent to Carl D. Perkins, located in the hills of Prestonburg, Kentucky. It was here I experienced my first taste of marijuana, hard liquor, and wild sex. During the 10 months I was here, I was able to obtain my GED and a trade in retail sales. With nothing for me back in Atlanta besides trouble and a small dysfunctional family, I had made arrangements to stay at the Job Corps for 2 years so I could be eligible to attend the community colleges there. While at the Job Corps, I made my living selling snack cakes, cigarettes, washing powder, and drinks. I even had started my own pressing shop, pressing jeans and shirts for $3 a piece. Being I was from Atlanta made me a popular guy instantly due to my dress code and communicating skills. This caused a lot of problems for the country boys from Alabama, South and North Carolina, and Kentucky. My swaggle and smooth chocolate skin and pretty white had the country girls creaming in their pants. While there, I had many sexual encounters from the females, which were majority white. These episodes took place anywhere: the laundromat, the gym, the baseball field, the girls' dormitory, and the man's. Had to crawl through the wonders. I was in heaven and didn't want to come back home. I had over like $5,500 saved up, a full wardrobe of designer gear, and many women for my bacon. My life changed instantly when I received news from my sister, black girl, that my nephew, Barry Get Out Bolson, had been killed in Eagle Home. Stay tuned for the second chapter of Quick Flip Chronicles, Volume 1, to come up. Now,
okay.
Once again, I
see where you're going with it. I mean, you know, I personally would get a little bit more in depth with the descriptions of the sexual encounters, because you know, sex always sells. You know what I'm saying? So, with you telling the different places that they took place at, I would go back and give details on each one of them. And even if the details weren't that graphic, I would, you know, put my imagination into it. Because your imagination, you know, it's going to always make it, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, High Talk Radio is raw, it's real, and it's uncut. However, my imagination is definitely running wild within this damn show. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people, you know, they listen to the stuff I say and they get, you know, they get all caught up in it and they think I'm running around sitting on faces, literally. I am not sitting on nobody's face, literally. Okay? Okay. So, everybody deserves to be heard. You know, so.
And you're right. Everybody deserves to be heard. So let me ask you this right here before I let you go to your next call or something. I want to reveal something to the world.
I see you calling 4-4-4-5-4. I'm coming to you next.
You heard me?
What'd you say?
I said, I feel like the world deserves to hear what I got to say.
Yeah, they
do. The world listening. I'm using your ad time to speak to the world right now.
Hold up. Because I got a limited amount of time, and I got other callers and other co-hosts. So I have to be fair. Okay. About that,
you know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna say this, and then I'll let you go. Can you give me that little time, or do I just need to fall back?
You finna read another chapter?
No, I was just finna say something.
Okay, go ahead, because the switchboard is lighting up, and they may want to say something to you.
They might want to say something to me. All right.
Right.
Yeah, my name Quint. And I'm sure somebody listening to Lady Libra's show, I really don't give a fuck what anybody think about me. You know, I do have a fucked up past, you know, but I'm not that same individual no more. And I got a lot to live for now. And my last prison bid really saved my life. So I ain't hard to find. And, I'm going to continue to do me. I deserve the best. And
that's
I thank
right.
Lady Lee for giving me this opportunity, you know what I'm saying, just to share that with y'all. God bless you, ma'am.
Okay, hang around. Don't hang up because some of these people may want to say something directly to you. Let's see what's going on. We got King Jar just checked in. We got 44454. Who it is?
This is Steve, man. We need to talk.
We need to talk personally on air.
No, we need to talk about what you be talking about that I be seeing every day.
Oh, do you? Okay.
About what you think you deserve.
What do I deserve?
Okay, first of all, all women deserve the best.
All right.
But at the same time, they have to earn that.
I agree.
Well, doing what y'all supposed to be doing, you know what I'm saying? If you got a job, keep it. Got your own money in your pocket. You don't need a man for nothing.
Who
you
said
want
that?
To what you choose to be. I'm not saying you do.
No, I'm asking, is that what the women are saying now? They don't need
this
a man?
This is what women think. This is what all women say that.
I don't need no man.
My name is Elliot. Come on.
Elliot, okay. Elliot. I'm gonna tell you like this. I don't need a man. I need a group of super niggas.
See, that's what you need. Some women only need one. You need a group. That's understandable.
I need a group. You know what I'm saying?
This is what I'm saying. You were saying some things about what women deserve. I was like I said, all women deserve to be treated I'm sorry, let me rewind. All women deserve to be treated how they treat the man, or in your case, the men that they're with. You understand what I'm saying?
You made it sound like a bad thing. I'm listening.
It's not a bad thing. I understand exactly what you mean. It ain't a bad thing. It's just...
Okay.
It's funny, though.
You need a what kind of man?
I need a group of super noble, intellectual, charismatic, courageous, ambitious soldiers. And if you read those acronyms, that just so happen to spell Nichols.
Okay. That's what I understand. That's understandable, but can't you find all that in one man?
Yeah, but, you know, I don't like to
that's
put so much.
That's the one that don't have no record. That's the one that don't have no record. That's the one that don't do nothing. He do what he's supposed to do all the time. He comes home when he does what he's supposed to do. Women don't want that. Women don't want what you, all those things that you want in a man. They don't want it at all.
Thank you.
But see, but you know what, Elliot? I gotta explain something real quick. See, I run a conglomerate. You know what I'm saying? So it's not for my personal, you know what I'm saying, benefits. I'm talking about to run everything that I'm trying to have going on. It's gonna take a group of super niggas that just so happen to be kings.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You need some super niggas to run with you for your business. I thought you were at your personal life.
Oh no, but y'all got this Swiss boy dancing. Wait a minute. This Swiss boy is getting real and it right now.
Where's the applications at?
The applications. You know, I just tell people to just drop it in the inbox, you know what I'm saying? But really, that, you know, because I don't really think right now at this point that, you know, that no man deserves to have to put up with all I got going on right now, because I'm a busy woman. And you know what? I get on my own motherfucking nerves, you know what I'm saying? That's just how
you know what? That is the single most realest thing I've heard come from a female in a long time. You don't need, you don't want it, and that's what's up.
I just gotta keep it real and keep it honest. You know what I'm saying? Cause I'm not a liar. You know what I'm saying? I'm brutally honest at times. You know what I'm saying?
You are in the lead of your own. That is very rare for a female to speak, because there is no perfect nigga out here.
Exactly. And you know.
And I
respect that, and I'm not looking for a perfect person. That's why until I'm ready to dedicate that personal, because see, a man deserves to be loved and treated with the utmost, and to be treated like a king. And I advocate for that. I'm here. That's what I'm here for. To teach the lady, take care of your man. Keep the dick in your mouth. You don't want nobody else to take care of your man. But on the same time, niggas, y'all better do the damn same thing. You know what I'm saying? Scratch my back, I'm going to scratch yours harder. You know what I'm saying? You know, you deserve to be treated like the king, and I deserve to be treated like a double queen.
Most of these girls out here don't want that help, and they don't want it. They have to be in the status quo. That's all.
Well, you know,
Most women in this day and age ain't on what you want right now. They rather be doing exactly what you see most women our age doing right about now. And that's not saying that all of them do that, but a lot of the ones that I see here in Atlanta, they not.
Y'all turn y'all nose up to good men. Y'all pass right by and don't realize
sure
good
do.
Things, you know.
Sure, dude. He's lame. He ain't about that life. That's what they look at.
Hold one second. Let me do this and follow the program right quick. Cause it's really hot right now, and the switchboard is on fire, and I'm gonna get to everybody on here. But ladies, did you just not hear what the gentleman just said? They said that some of you all don't, you know what I'm saying, deserve to be treated the way you claim you want to be treated. You know what I'm saying? Because you're not, what you put out is what you get back. If you putting out some bullshit, then you going to get a whole bunch of bullshit. You're going to get cat shit, and you're going to get dog shit, and some bird shit, too. You know what I'm saying? So what they're saying is some of the shit y'all asking for, y'all don't deserve that. Can you help me out, trouble?
You don't deserve that.
You don't deserve them, what you talking about? You ask for some again, you gon' walk it out. Ain't taking your thirst out of no blue crib. Only thing you might get is a little waffle house. And the Johnson gon' take care of that mouse. You don't deserve for me to go down south.
No,
too many celebrity homies don't freak out. Gucci say he got a tape, but gon' leak it out. I heard one Scooby be getting beat all the time. If you call up 12, he doing
all the time.
Better debt than letting me catch him. Cause if it's somebody I rock with,
you don't deserve that. You got a nigga who been cheating, he beating you. Obviously, he don't need you. You don't deserve that. It's the women out here cheating. Why they man home sleeping, they are freaking. And he don't deserve that. You want a ring, but on your finger, do it. Red bottle, no walker flow. You keep it real. You don't deserve that.
I fuck on top of the covers. Get in more trouble than trouble. And I'm more gutter than gutter. I bet you tell her you love her. I'm in love with the hustle. She fuck with Gucci and got it, but that don't make us a couple. I fuck with Buffy and Bucky. I got a bitch in Kentucky. Press the blunt to Mariah and I'm Nick Cannon. Don't trust me. I take Beyonce from Jay. I take Kim from Kanye. I took Diamond from Scrappy, but that was back in the day. I'm watching Love and Hip Hop. Give a shout out to K. They know I go in my safe and let them shout till they fight. Sierra for dinner, but I took Kelly to Onyx. They say it's cheaper to keep her, but my hoes keep them some money.
You don't deserve that. You got a nigga who been cheating, he beating you. Obviously, he don't need you. But you don't deserve that. It's the women out here cheating. Why they men home sleeping, they are freaking. And he don't deserve that.
You want a baller? Don't matter. You can be a bitch right as long as you got jealous. You want a husband? She want the title. She want her name on the deed. All the titles. She want them working bags. She want that Michael Kors. She want everything you got. She want to make it hard. Seen her yesterday at the video shoot. Yeah, yeah, she looking cute. Her little video shoot. She got her shoes and shoes on. Look how she look at you. With her looking at. Got you looking through. I'm out here selling magic. And she trying to take the stab. I just be laughing at her. She don't deserve that.
Cuffing y'all hoes, smash a girl in one night.
Dickin' to the G-code.
And what the hell y'all nigga thinking? Talking about chasing hoes, man, I'm chasing Evie and Frankie. I'm a young rich nigga, put 50 on my pinky. Pimpin' worldwide, got your baby mama singing. My smoke from Kelly, I'm with my hoes from Canada. And she rollin' no Molly, why she get fucked on the film? Broke nigga, you ain't learning. It's TP and DC, hoes thinking the chicken. Coulda caught a condo, but I caught me a nigga.
You don't deserve that. You don't deserve that. You don't deserve that. You don't deserve that.
Every time I come around, like let me hold some. Hell nah, baby girl, like you can't hold nothing. Matter of fact, I take that back and you can hold it. I'm in the club, I'm in the back, ain't with my OG. Them wide sales, I have a fly tail. Oh, them red bottoms, had them bitches done, wop, yeah. She asking what I heard at. Silly bitch, she don't deserve that.
She asked me, can we go to the mall? I said, no. She asked me, when she leave, can she call? I said, no. We can sit and chill at the crib, but that's all. I got love for you, shawty, but I ain't tricking on y'all. You don't deserve that shit. Dirty ass bitch, told her don't open her mouth unless she sucking my dick. Shopping sprees, trips overseas. I ain't getting no ring from me, bitch, please.
You don't deserve that. You got a nigga who been cheating. He beating you. Obviously, he don't need you. You don't deserve that. It's the women out here cheating.
freak it. And he don't deserve that. You want a ring, but on your finger, do it. Red bottle, no walker flu. You keep it real, you don't deserve that.
DJ, hell no, in this bitch out. Hell no, I don't know what I'm doing. But I bet you I make this shit work. Flipboard is going crazy right now. We got King, y'all done checked in. We got Elliot on here. But, you know, we're going to slush way back and forth because everybody deserves to be heard on High Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying? John rides with me daily, every day. So, you know, he just sitting back in the cut waiting on me to, you know, introduce him. He probably want to be introduced and an anthem to be played and some more shit. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, a group of super niggas that says, so happen to be King. And well, we got one case. We got Prince Safari on deck. Now, you know, does a prince still qualify to be a king?
Yes, man, baby. Wrong
one. Wrong one. Wrong one.
Everything I hear, you know? But, you know, it's Prince Safari. I'm no longer that. I done graduated. I'm now Lord and King Anunnaki. So
oh,
it's a whole new.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
No more the Prince thing. I had to step it up, you know?
Okay. Well, we got King of Babylon, you
uh-huh.
know, and, you know, it's, you know, High Talk Radio is in full effect. I mean, Switchboard is, you know, I don't know what the hell going on tonight. Somebody must call somebody. They deserve to hear this shit tonight. You know what I'm saying?
You already know, baby. You know we fuck
with
you. Yeah, you know you number one. We fucks with you.
So what do you do? John, can you please not be visiting Pastor Blunt while we do the show? Because I hear you rolling.
I mean, you know, I'm just listening and let everybody else do their thing. And
but
I mean, you're
rolling
you know,
a blunt in the middle of the show and I hear it.
Hey, you listen to
us. You listen because your background is loud. You know what? I don't deserve this. I don't deserve this.
I don't deserve this either.
Welcome
I don't
to High Talk Radio to all our new listeners. Welcome back to all our regular listeners. Now, I mean, King, how do I pronounce it? Because I don't want to disrespect. You know, you deserve your name to be called properly.
Uh-huh.
A new,
you could call me Nazi. Just call me Nazi for sure.
Okay, Lord King Nazi. We got.
Yeah, just call me Nazi.
We got
just
nothing
say
but
Nazi,
on here.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Libra Hell, the goddess of Roman goddess of beauty and love, Venus. You know, we got nothing but this real anointing on this show. Now, I want to go ahead and, you know, go back to the definition. Deserve. You have earned to be given something because of the way you have behaved or qualities that you have. So what is it that you deserve, or what is it that you feel like somebody else deserves, King, Lord?
I feel that all times I deserve a threesome.
Menage
a trois.
You know what?
You just being real. And these girls out here acting like they don't want to get down like that, not right there. I don't deserve that. You know what I mean? It's the day. You know, we getting it in 2013. It's a whole new game plan, GPW.
You deserve a threesome. You in this world?
Oh,
see?
Yeah.
See?
Oh, yeah.
I tell you. Let's see what 832 got to say about this. This is South Carolina number. 832, who is this? 832-696? Poor thing, they probably don't even know their phone number. I'm going to need y'all, for those that, you know, call in and press 1. When you press 1, that throws your hand up on the switchboard, which lets me know that you want to say something. And then I open your mic. So first, learn your phone number. Because I know a lot of men, don't know their phone number. Hold on. I'm going through some changes over here. Don't know their phone number. So when I call their number, they be like, who's she talking to? You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's all good. We still got Elliot on here. We got my new friend, the writer, on here. So, Lord say he deserves a threesome. Do y'all have anything to add to that? You know,
that was. Hey, if that man said that's what he deserves, If that's what that man said he deserved, I mean, you know, the royal penis needs to be clean, Gina.
I mean, it was about 3?
4, 5, 6, whatever it takes.
See, there you go.
That's
with your kingdom.
I mean, if we need a couple concubines, I'm sure I can, you know what I'm saying, loan them a couple.
Here we go. Now I saw radio is the connection line for the threesome. That is
royalty.
Not
no,
what
no,
I'm advocating.
No, it's the connection line for royalty.
Once again, a group of super niggas that just so happen to be kings.
That's right. Lords and kings.
Excuse me. I just don't understand I don't deserve this.
Yes, you do. You claim to be a hot bitch, so look, sit your ass in the hot seat.
Not what you say for Tuesday.
You're the hot super bitch, so sit on the hot seat.
I don't deserve to be in no hot seat right now. I'm here to save the world one show at a time.
If you got the hottest talk show radio, why would you sit in the hot seat? What, you scared? Scared you're going to burn up? Yeah. Scared you're going to melt?
I don't even know what that is.
I'm just saying.
I mean, for real, I'm over here sweating right now. I don't even know what the hell just happened. I am sweating. I don't sweat even when I'm in the sauna. But y'all got... I am sweating. My breasts are sweating. I mean, I'm not sweating on my forehead, but my breasts. Can y'all explain to me why would my breasts be sweating? Is it like?
Because when you're around a group of super niggas, your temperature starting to rise.
I don't deserve this. I mean, I'm sitting up here literally fanning myself because I don't like. I mean, damn. I was seeing if I was jogging, but now my breasts are sweating. Only on High Power Radio. Now, let me. Is there anything that you deserve, y'all? I gotta ask the Lord. Is there anything else he deserves other than a damn threesome?
I mean, and I understand everything that my man going through, and I deserve the world, Chica, and everything in it.
You deserve the world. Did you
and
feel like you deserved
in it? Not just the world. But everything in it.
Okay. So, now, y'all pardon me, I'm trying to cool myself off, I don't know what just happened.
I mean, it's normally, you know, what used to happen to a super bitch when she amongst a group of super niggas that just so happen to be king.
Oh, her breath starts sweating?
I mean, your temperature rise, you know, and you have to start fanning your legs because you don't know what's about to pop off.
go this bullshit. I can't even have a decent show without one of y'all coming on here and just taking it there. You know what I'm saying? That's what they have.
It's already there. We don't have to take it. It's already there. We just bring it to the light. It's already hot. It's up to us to cool it off or keep it warm or whatever we do with it, because it's ours.
Okay. Back to me enlightening this topic at hand. I want to finish teaching the ladies and the gentlemen, because I can't just be biased on here and fuss at the gentlemen.
We kings are gentle men, but we only get rough when you want us to.
Yeah, hardcore gentlemen, baby.
Exactly.
We gentlemen, but we hardcore with it. You heard me.
Keep that in mind. I mean, it starts off slow, but then, you know, we start to gain momentum. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, we got some callers. Let's see what the hell just happened. 44671, welcome to
High Top
Radio.
How you doing, man? I'm out here with Chopper John, man. We holding it down in the A-Sound, man. A-Sound up in this bit. Man, we down here All-Star Weekend doing it big, man. Just checking in, man, letting y'all niggas know what's up.
Oh, what is it that you deserve? Because this deserves something Sunday. And I know you had to call in and know what the topic was about.
I can't really hear you, sweetheart, man. It's kind of loud a little bit out here. Like, it's crazy.
Can you help me out? Your voice scary a little bit, reminder.
What do you feel like you deserve this year in 2013?
Man, I deserve it all. That's what I feel like. Shit. I mean, if you work hard and you grind for what you want, man, you deserve it, man. That's how I feel, man. Don't let nobody stop you from getting what you want or what you need. Just grind.
And there it is.
There it is.
Okay, ma'am.
It is written.
If a
man doesn't work, he doesn't eat.
Hey, that's how
okay.
I go, bro.
For all y'all lazy ass baby daddies laying on the couch waiting for your baby mama income tax to get you, nigga, you need to get up because you don't deserve nothing she give you.
Oh, shit. Oh, here we go.
Hell nah, you don't deserve it.
It's in the go, there.
I said it on shot fired. Shot fired. Yeah, that's me. King of Babylon.
Wait, that's what's up, man. I'm going to have to get off this phone, people.
Okay. Let's do up next. 678-558, what do you deserve?
If they don't say shit, they deserve to get hung up on.
They might not know their phone number. Hush. 678-558. I ain't going to play your phone.
If they don't know their phone number, they don't deserve to have a phone.
You know what? I give a fuck to you and your...
I'm sorry. I need my medication passed. Blood is about to pray for me.
678-933, what do you deserve?
I deserve to be respected, and this is Miss Nikki, Lady Libra, and Mr. Fire. What's up, baby?
Hey, baby. We in here.
I want to check with the guy who says motherfuckers sitting around waiting on people with their money and income tax. They can't get nothing through supervision. So let me let y'all know out there. Get your own or be got. Please believe that.
That's right.
And on super bitch Miss Nikki behalf, are we finna let her know what a woman deserves?
I say that a woman deserves to be treated fairly, equally, loved, pleasured.
Culturally diversified biracial girl with a small diamond nose ring and a pretty smile poses beside the words, women deserve better. And I almost let her non-threatening grin begin to infiltrate my psyche till I read the unlikely small print at the bottom of the ad. Sponsored by the U.S. Secretariat for Pro-Life Activities and the Knights of Columbus. On a bus in a city with a population of 563,000, four teenage mothers on the bus with me, one Latina woman with three children under three and no signs of a daddy, one 16-year-old black girl standing in 22-degree weather with only a sweater and a book bag and a bassinet with an infant that ain't even 4 weeks yet. Tell me that, yes, women do deserve better. Women deserve better than public transportation rhetoric from the same people who won't give that teenage mother a ride to the next transit, won't let you talk to their kids about safer sex, have never had to listen as the door slams behind the man who adamantly says that shit ain't his, leaving her to wonder how she'll raise this kid. Women deserve better than the $300 TANF and AFDC will provide that family of three, or the $6 an hour job at KFC with no benefits for her new baby, or the college degree she'll never see because you can't have infants at the university. Women deserve better than lip service paid for by politicians who have no alternatives to abortion, though I'm sure right now one of their 17-year-old daughters is sitting in a clinic lobby sobbing quietly and anonymously, praying parents don't find out, or is waiting for mom to pick her up because research shows that out of wedlock childbirth don't look good on political polls and Bush ain't having that. Women deserve better than that's where governmental policies that don't want to pay for welfare for kids or health care for kids or child care for kids, don't want to pay living wages to working mothers, don't want to make men who only want to be last night's lovers responsible for the semen they lay, just flat out don't want to pay for shit. I want to control the woman who's having it, acting outraged at abortion. Well, I'm outraged that they want us to believe that they believe that women deserve better. The Vatican won't prosecute pedophile priests. But I decide I'm not ready for motherhood, and it's condemnation for me. These are the same people who won't support national condom distribution to prevent teenage pregnancy. But women deserve better. Women deserve better than back alley surgeries to leave our wombs barren and empty. Deserve better than organizations bearing the name of land-stealing racist rapists, funding million-dollar campaigns on subway trains with no money to give these women, while balding middle-aged white men tell us what to do with our bodies while they wage wars and kill other people's babies. So maybe women deserve better than propaganda and lies to get into office. Propaganda and lies to get into panties, to get out of court, to get out of paying child support. Get the fuck out of our decisions and give us back our voice. Women do deserve better. Women deserve choice.
Yeah.
Hello?
You say hello? You must have heard her say, I'm muted.
Yes, ma'am.
Listen to this.
Was that y'all to me?
Excuse me?
Hello? Was that y'all to me? Was that y'all to me?
No, that's for any brother doing what they supposed to be doing. So if it's you sitting, where is shit? I'm just saying.
Lady Libra.
But if you're a good man and you're doing what you're supposed to do, you shouldn't have to ask that question.
Lady Libra.
Yes?
I just thought of something that I deserve.
What you deserve?
I deserve to be accepted in society, although I have a fucked up criminal record.
Wait a minute. Somebody's background is real alley right now, and I can't hear you. Background check. Y'all know that don't sound good coming through the radio.
Man, tell them people to mute that bullshit. Hello?
Okay, what you say?
Men that's in my situation deserve to be accepted, although we have criminal background. Not only with employment, but also with people in general. It's just like if I go to a social event, although I dress apart, I deserve to be accepted if the people in that social situation also know my past. It's like, motherfuckers, they act like, oh, he been in prison or he got a fucked up background, and they don't want to fuck with you, you know what I'm saying? We deserve better, you know what I'm saying?
And I told him, because I got a brother that's been in prison 13 years this January. And, you know what I'm saying, I totally am in agreement with what you're saying. Because every situation is different. There's some motherfuckers that deserve to be in prison forever. Some of this shit I give them points I want to hear about. Hey, y'all motherfuckers deserve to be dead. Y'all didn't deserve to be born. For real. And I'm going to put it out there. But some people have made a mistake. They're a victim of circumstances. You know, you do things when you're young. You don't put no thought. You know what I'm saying? So every situation needs to be tried differently. You know what I'm saying? And y'all do deserve to be treated, you know, as a human. I agree with that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, my brother's situation, once again, he was defending himself and the other individual was killed. He deserved to be dead because he was trying to kill my brother. So, you know, hey, you got what what was coming to you, but at the same time, my brother been behind prison, behind bars for 13 years. You don't deserve that.
You're right.
Then when he does get out, how is society going to accept him? You know what I'm saying? Because, of course, you know, once you got that background on you, everybody looking at the cross side. They grabbing their purse. They afraid to socialize with you.
Ma'am, listen, the transition for me has been very hectic since November, since I returned to society. I have probably put in like 30 applications from a McDonald's to a damn cleaning the motel. And although that I appear to look the part, and I had a skill to perform on these jobs, I was denied because I got a criminal history, I got violent charges on my record. So I deserve to know what leads do I need to go about of trying to become a noble citizen in society. What the fuck do they expect us to do? You know what I'm saying?
Can I go there with you?
Yes, you can, sir.
My thing is, I actually feel you, and the reason why I feel you, because I got a lot of my peoples doing the same thing that you're doing right now. And my brother, the one thing that I can tell you is the reason why it's so hard, that we living in a society, my friend, that they're going off of your actions, your past. They're going to hold your past against you. No matter what you try to do to correct that, they're going to hold your past against you. Just think about a lot of famous people that, you know what I'm saying, that they hold, that they're going to hold it against you no matter what. So what you have to do is what I was just telling Lady Libra earlier. What you're going to have to do is educate yourself, because they're not going to give you that education to where you can go to school, because they really no school is going to really accept you right now. So you have a tool where you have to educate yourself. So the library and the internet, and get you some books and start reading and find you something that you're good at as far as a craft and become an entrepreneur and make your own way, bro. That's what you're going to have to do. From square one, I mean, I hate to say it like that, but that's just what it is, bro, because, I mean, we're in a society. I'm the kind of dude that I feel like a man going to make a mistake, especially when you're a kid. You know what I'm saying? You made a mistake to where you felt like that you didn't have no way out, but I got to do this or I ain't going to live. Or I got to do this or I ain't going to survive. So you felt like your back was against the wall. You know what I'm saying? So you did what you had to do. And in turn, you made a mistake. So in society's eyes, you had to go pay your debt to society. Now, once you paid your debt to society, you should be able to start over with a whole clean slate. But unfortunately,
you deserve it.
Society, exactly. But unfortunately, the society we live in is fucked up, and they ain't going to let you do that. So you have to take matters into your own hand and become an entrepreneur and make your own way, and don't let them or don't want for shit. Don't let them give you nothing. You go and get it yourself. Pick you up a book, read, educate yourself, find out something, whatever you're good at in your heart, in your mind, and what you're good at, if you're a skilled, if you're a craftsman, whatever it is that you're good at, find that and stick with it. And master that shit. Because once you master it, they can't take that away from you. Once you master something and you got that skill, they can't take that away from you. They can take your freedom, but they can't take that. So once you have that, you can go make your own money, and you ain't going to have to be looking for no handouts and things like that. Because think about it. The only thing that you need right now is some funds in order to survive. And I be telling people that money is not real. Money is only a tool in order to survive and make it to the next day. You know what I'm saying? Now, you being the guy that you are, I mean, you sound like, you know what I'm saying, you're very ambitious and you're very determined. And the only thing that you have to do, my friend, is turn all of that into a positive. All that negative that they put against you, just turn it into a positive by finding something that you're good at and rocking with it. You know what I'm saying? And when you rock with it, sell that product, brand that product, market that product, and then that's how you're going to make your living, bro. And then you can look back and say, I made my mistake, and society didn't give me a damn thing, but I went out and took what I had to do.
He deserved it.
Thanks so much.
Hey, John,
I want to add on something that's real important. How long has it been since your last conviction?
I deserve it. I deserve it.
I smoke my cut the way I smoke it, throw my gun the way I told it, but I'm grinding and I'm focused.
I deserve it.
Can't nobody tell me nothing. I put love and I be stunting. I'm getting money.
I deserve it.
I deserve to be a boss. I deserve to be on top. I deserve the shit I
really qualified. Catch a dick, bitch, then slam a like Stoudemire. My partner been the feds, he got the same time, got it, guy. When I see them haters, I be fessing about what I got in line. You think I look good? You should see what's in the parking lot. California raw, they don't know what I'm talking about. DJ bringing back video, bitch, I bought the horses out. Oh, you got no booty shot, same kind Tasha got. Cheese ass jewelry, boy, your jeweler need a body shot. I'm about to bring my chain and them stupid ass watches out. Time costs money, LA, tell them what we talk about.
Critical thinking. You know what I'm saying? When the your back up against the wall, you know you can't do this no more. So you already know that because you went down that road and you see what that got you. So you got to try something different. You got to try something different. You know what I'm saying? Try something that you ain't never did before in order to get where you ain't never been before.
Okay.
Now, there is something I would like to share with y'all that most people don't know, but me working in law enforcement down here in GA, there's a process to restore your civil rights. It's called the Board of Pardons. It's free to apply. You have to be at least 2 years after your conviction of living without any charges, and you're eligible to apply to have your firearms restored, all of your civil rights, you know.
Right.
And it's a free process, but it's knowledge. They don't tell you that when they incarcerate you. And most people, own parents don't know, you know, because we don't have the benefit of having doctors and lawyers for parents. So we're at a point as a culture in America where we have to exchange knowledge. What makes other races powerful, they exchange simple knowledge like that, you know. By the time they get out of jail, they already have their paperwork submitted, you know what I mean? And it doesn't go active, so they're already at the top of the list by time that they're eligible, you know. So 2 years, stay out, and you can restore, I mean, stay out of jail, no charges. Don't even get a speeding ticket. And you get the restoration of your civil rights. And that basically is your living situation, because another thing is with a felony, you can't live certain places now.
Exactly.
You know? And so they set it up. They set it up to keep us basically in indentured servitude. And so they couldn't legalize slavery. You know, that has to be illegal now. So they created the industrial prison system, meaning they need offenders in there so they could do their work release. And basically what they would pay somebody $20 an hour to do on the outside, you do it for $14 every 2 weeks. That's slavery. Where is our president? There's a lot we talk about this Obama. Why isn't Obama addressing this? I deserve, we all deserve for Obama to get the fuck on his job, because he's worrying too much about what white people think instead of addressing issues by the same black people who put him in office that affect us. I don't want to hear this president shit. My president black, he ain't acting black. Deal with the issues that address black people. He's dealing with fucking Mexicans and immigration. Excuse me, but fuck the Mexicans right now. They're not even fucking citizens. You got black brothers right here that is put on a hamster wheel that has us going in and out of prison supporting this judicial aristocracy, which is based on European imperialism. All right? So we got to band together, and we deserve for Obama to get the fuck on his job, because we got too many brothers in and out of jail, can't hold a fucking job, and he's worried about some fucking Mexicans? No disrespect to the Mexicans now, but Obama need to re-fucking prioritize.
But hey, bro, I just want to say this, and I let it go. I mean, to be honest with you, and I ain't trying to sound funny or nothing, but our president, he at the point to where he can't just worry about black people, because he's the president of the United States, first of all. Second of all, I mean, I feel you and everything else, but my president Obama wasn't there to help you commit that crime, and he didn't make you do nothing. It's a system that's in place, and you knew that. You knew right from wrong before you did. You know what I'm saying? So now we men. We are a nation of black men.
Okay, question. What about the brothers who've been wrongly convicted? What about the brothers who've been wrongly convicted, but they didn't have enough money for the lawyer, and now they're living with that? And so that's a cop out. And let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, because I'm not going to let brothers off the hook with that cop out shit. He's the president of the United States, and black brothers are systematically in a state of genocide. We are systematically have been targeted and attacked. Okay? Yeah. Our brothers is set up in when you see brothers can't even sweep the floor, but he's worried about gun control, he's worried about fucking border. No, that's a fucking cop out. That's weak shit. I don't speak slave, my brother. I don't speak slave.
You about it, but at the end of the day, that man got a job to do, just like everybody else got a job to do. And his job is the president of the United States, not the president of black people.
Yeah, but being the president, we are part of the United States, correct?
Exactly. And
correct, correct. Now, listen, listen to what you're saying. Listen to what you're saying. He's the president.
We are a very small part of the United States. And mind you, we're talking about a guy who had a white mother and a black father, and he was raised by a single mother and a grandfather who may have not even wanted a black grandson. But what did he have? A black grandson. So he had to teach him the obligations and the morals to be a black man, and he wasn't even a black man himself. And you got to think about that, bro. Just think about that and let that marinate before you start casting stones at what he's doing.
I'm not marinating on that. Let me tell you something. You got small groups. Listen to me. I listen to you, right? Listen to what I'm saying, my brother. Because this is the problem. You have small groups of Jews. They're very small. You have corporate people, very small. Corporations are small, but they get through to the politicians with money. Okay? You have a small groups that become big groups because this is the interest of humanity here. You know what I mean? We worry about what's going on overseas and stuff. We got to look at it from a humanitarian point of view because we are systematically setting our brothers to fail. That is an issue for the president. If not for the president to address it, who else, my brother? It's his job to address this.
And the thing about it is you want this man to address some shit. You want him to address everything in 5 years, right?
Hey, listen, at least put it on the agenda. He's worried about the wrong stuff, my brother. You know what I mean? And of course, if we don't worry about our brothers who's coming home, who is, man? And that's the whole thing where these brothers are falling through the cracks. And you won't see it.
Look, I was one of them brothers that came from overseas and didn't nobody give me shit. These motherfuckers didn't even want to hire me. And I was fucking served overseas in Iraq and Afghanistan, bro. So, I mean, I feel you, but at the same time, man, fuck society because they ain't giving you shit. I'm not going to be mad at my president because of the simple fact he's doing the best job he can. And it's up to me, to look in the mirror at myself and challenge myself to be a better fucking man. That's me.
Right. After you made that change, now listen to me.
That dial.
After you made that change, then what's next? Right? If we're worried about people who are not listen to what you're saying, though. Listen to what you're saying. Because you brought the Mexicans up, and you said how they getting money in the country, this and that. Listen to me, brother. Honestly, give me an answer. How is it that they could be more concerned with immigrants being able to have their rights in this country than natural-born black American males who are systematically being set on a path for failure? How are they setting up people who are not even part of this country? You don't see the one and two of that?
Let me tell you something, my friend. Okay. Let me tell you this, my friend. My daddy was a sharecropper, and my granddaddy was a free slave, and my great-granddaddy was a slave. So everything else that you're saying is cool and dandy, but at the end of the day, I worry about me, and I worry about feeding my son. Just like I just stated, the only thing that you have to do, my friend, is just educate yourself. And like we talked about earlier, is a different cultures come to America and they keep things within themselves. But see, with the black community, all it is the Willie Lynch syndrome, bro. The black man.
Exactly. Exactly. And I'm telling you, don't let it affect you.
It's not President Obama's fault because he was a victim of it because his father wasn't that evil.
It's not about, you're looking at it wrong. It's not about whose fault it is. Just like it's not a fault. Just like it's not the fault.
Gentlemen, did y'all forget that? Did y'all forget that the precious, the super bitch was in the building? I know right now that everybody is like, the conversation is a no-win conversation, and you know we deserve to entertain the people. They deserve to be entertained and enlightened. You know what I'm saying? So you know, I just don't want them to think that we, you know, are you know upset or anything.
Yeah, that's true. Those ladies.
You know, cause my, you know, I can't do this without my group of super niggas that just so happen to be kings. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You know, absolutely. I just didn't want the people to think that, you know, cause you know a lot of them want to hear me, you know, get on to some
what they deserve in a relationship, what they deserve financially. You know what I'm saying? So you know that's it. Now what I can do, cause you know me. Now you can't. We can file first, cause you know Tuesday it ain't gonna work. Cause the wretchedness that y'all like to produce for Tuesday, a topic like that is not gonna fly, and it damn sure ain't gonna fly on Wednesday. But you know what y'all are talking about is very informative, and it's got my attention. But I'm sitting here like, and I'm getting text messages like, they upset. I'm like, no, they ain't never love. You know what I'm saying? That's what High Talk Radio is. We are raw, uncut. We say what the hell we want to say. Ain't nobody here to stop. But however. Yeah.
Okay, can I just ask one question? Because I deserve to know this. Because really, I'm a lost soul out here. And I appreciate the informative information that both of them brothers just gave. But put your mind frame in this situation. I'm on parole right now with a lead monitor, and my hours is from 7 in the morning to 7 in the evening. Okay? No job. I'm involved all the way to on this female shoulder. She deserves better. However, she loves me and I love her. However, me being a man, it's killing me because I'm not able to really produce. The time that I have to be out is not enough time for me to really make nothing happen. So I'm really, like, in a fucked up mind frame right now. And I just deserve to know, not no handout or nothing like that, but just some kind of formative information on what I need to do. Now, the brother said go to the library. I got my library card, get some books and all that. That's fine. Now, that shit don't pay bills, though, bro. You know what I'm saying? The society we live in now,
right.
Lord, don't pay the bills. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That shit kind of parole. That's the right thing to do, but that shit just don't pay bills. And really, that would eventually bring problems to a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Because women are already the breadwinner of the household, and it's sad to say, but and I'm not really the type to like the shack. But how can I produce if I'm not given the opportunity? So really, I'm like midway trying, you know what I'm saying, do the right thing, but I'm really being pulled back into these streets, man. And I don't want to go to prison for my sentence.
Right. And that's the system. Now, like I said, talk to your parole officer about that situation. I know in New York they have a special pardon that they give so you can work, you know. Talk to him about that. You know, and that's the best thing you can do. It's supposed to be the Department of Corrections. And remember, like I said, I'm speaking from a standpoint because I am an official state of Georgia law enforcement officer, you know.
All right.
And I'm passing on this information to you, my brother. Far too much, and you have a lot of black officers, federal agents that are fed up with the system as well. You know, because they're addressing the symptom, which is brothers who go out there and are put in situations where they have to hustle. That's the system. But what is causing the system is what we need to see our politicians address. And if we don't hold our politicians accountable, then there's going to be a problem. Look at the NRA. The black people in America is bigger than the NRA. But look, when they go to mess with their gun control rights, they go ham. You feel me? And if we don't, as a black people, come together and unify and say, well, this is our concern, it's going to keep happening. Look at the Mexicans and the immigrants. They came together and say, no, we want to come to this country and work. And look at, they got the president. Yeah, we're going to address it. And it's the topic of concern. That's because they unified and said, this is what we need as a people. How many sisters deserve for their baby daddies to come home and be able to work and start paying child support? Don't the sisters deserve that?
Yeah.
Yes, they deserve.
All right,
yes,
I'm going to leave y'all on that one. Peace and love, y'all. God bless.
I like that.
You deserve so many more blessings, Lady Libra, and because I really feel better now that I have got some kind of positive input, because in the world that I'm living in, I don't hear this shit every day. Only thing I hear, goddamn, I got this for you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that shit, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Do this, do that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but to have somebody like you, you know what I'm saying, to really give a person the opportunity to goddamn be able to speak his mind or speak her mind and other folks interact, that's a plus right there. So I'm going to take this, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to run with it, and I'm going to be on the watch out for every time that you're online, because I want to make progress. And I thank you, Lady Leaver. You know what I'm saying?
You are more than welcome. Really, I mean, that makes us, you know what I'm saying, that makes us know that what we're doing is not in vain. If we come on Sunday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, I mean, we can't do it every single night. Hell, we got to take a breather sometimes, but we produce more shows. I think the only thing that produces more shows than High Tide Radio is the news. Because we go on here, we give 2 hours uncut. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I have to write. I have to research. I have to, you know what I'm saying? People don't really understand what goes into this. You know what I'm saying? Because even though we entertain, we enlighten more than anything. You know what I'm saying? We just sugarcoat it where it's funny and it's fun to listen to and we can hold your attention so we can feed you. You know what I'm saying? You go back and listen to any of our shows, all our shows are going to give you something to leave with. You know what I'm saying? And that's what people deserve. You know what I'm saying? You deserve to, you know, not feel so bad about what you're going through. You deserve to know that you're human. You know what I'm saying? You deserve to know. I mean, just listening that you saying that you got somebody that's got your back, you deserve that. And she deserves you because you sound very sincere. You know what I'm saying? People don't understand that money, it is important, but it's not everything. You know, my mama made a comment. You know, I'm going to go personal for a minute about my ex-husband, about how he took care of me. And I'm sitting here looking at her, and I'm like, fuck that nigga. When I heard you say, call him all kind of names, first of all, when I married him, I was 17. But what he got is what he deserved because he was 10 years my motherfucking senior. So that's what you deserve. You're going to marry a child. Hell, I had to grow. You know what I'm saying? Not only that, you weren't in the household. So, yes, he may be providing financially, but a lot of times people taking care of you, they do give you an ass to kiss because they feel like, hell, I'm providing for you. So I don't have no damn respect for him. He got what he damn deserved, and if I ever see him, I'm going to run him over because that's what he deserved. I'm going to stop putting that out there because if you get hit by a car, somebody's going to swear I did, and I don't even know what a man is. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not a person that's, you know, that's gung-ho about finances. Money does not excite me. You know what I'm saying? I'm real. It takes a lot to impress me or get my attention. And it's a small thing. You know, I like sincerity. You know what I'm saying? I like people with, you know, I like humanity. I like, you know, I like love. I like, you know, people. You know what I'm saying? Things and money, that kind of stuff come and go. You know what I'm saying? Can't take none of it with you when you leave this earth. So I don't put a lot of energy and effort into it. I like it, you know what I'm saying? But I'd rather get it to be able to help other people. I have fostered, I have adopted children. That's what I do. I like to help people, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what will hold up in the end, you know what I'm saying? Material things pass, they fade away. Nothing lasts forever, you know what I'm saying? But you live your legacy. You know what I'm saying? You live your legacy. And I deserve that when I'm gone, motherfuckers will still be talking about, you know, Lady Libra, she was hell, but she was a damn truth with that shit. And what all I did in my quest to make it in. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, on that note, I mean, shit. Mm-hmm. Hey,
man,
y'all who get,
I was just going to tell my man, I was like, bro, just keep your head up. Just understand this right here. You know what I'm saying? You paid the debt to society. I know it's looking dim right now, but you're not out. You ain't dead. So you still got an opportunity, you know what I'm saying, to move forward. I know, like you said, it's that little shit, you know what I mean, that, you know, you want to do forward, you want to do this, you want to do that, but see, right now you really got to humble yourself back down. And once you humble yourself back down and just basically accept what you've done, and just like I said, it's a lot of critical thinking right now. You got to go into that thought process of what can I do? How can I create some income in order to help my situation? Because your situation is, like you said, you put more on your old lady than you really want to, because you a man. You ain't, you know, and you ain't built like that for somebody to be taking care of you, this, and the third. But see, your way didn't work. You know what I'm saying? did something, no matter what it was, you went out and did something that got your freedom taken away from you. So now your civil rights are taken. So you can't really contribute to that woman the way society would want you to. Not saying that you can't. And see, that's what a lot of brothers get caught up into. Because think about this, man. There's a lot of successful felons out there, you know what I'm saying, that's making a bukus of money and taking care of their families. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't what you done. Don't never think that. It just you made a mistake. You paying for it. You know what I'm saying? And you moving on. And you just keep doing the right thing, bro. God gonna bless you, man. That's just it. Just don't give up. Just like you say, like I'm saying, go online, try to find you a gig. Maybe you can work from home. Maybe you can find something for freaking 8 to 4. You know what I'm saying? Some construction work. You know what I'm saying? Just something, maybe something like hell, a car detailing, some shit. Hey, hell, start your own shit, car washing. You know what I'm saying? Stop people, yeah. Wash their cars. You know what I'm saying? Use your girl's contact. Tell your girl, like, look, hey, tell your folks, I clean the car, I do this, I do that, just for a few dollars. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Swallow your pride right now. That's what I'm saying, bro. Because a lot of men can get hemmed up on their pride and what they won't do. But when you're in a situation where you're back up against the wall, you got to do what you got to do. In this way, that way you do what you have to do, so you don't do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? And see, that's the thing where most men, they fail to realize because they didn't have that older gentleman to put that knowledge in their ear when they were young. And you know what I'm saying? To just know you had an option besides to do what's wrong. Just like that one brother, I don't know why he was so disgruntled with society. I don't get that. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, me, I'm a very humble individual. I take care of jobs. That's what a lot of black men need to understand. You got to take care of your business. You can't be going out here sleeping with all these women, having all these kids, and then talking about she calling you for child support, this, this, and third. You created that situation. Now, you got to be man enough, step up to the plate, and say, I fucked up. Now, once I say, I fucked up, now what are we going to do to solve this problem? Now, you got to look in the mirror and say, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Because you can't look for no handout, dog, because ain't nobody going to give you shit. That's the main thing. So you got to say, look in the mirror and say, what am I going to do to help my situation and I can take care of my lady? That's what you got to do. You got to humble yourself down and don't be like these niggas out here in the street because you really got a responsibility to take care of now. You put yourself in a position to where it's zero tolerance for error. You know what I'm saying? So you can't slip no more. You know, I already slipped. So right now, between the hours of 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., you need to be figuring out how can I get money. And I be telling people, when you don't have a job, your job from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. is finding a way to find you and your lady some income. Because you got not only yourself to take care of, it would be all right if it was just you. But you got your lady. And your lady going to hold you down because she loves you. But she ain't going to put up with your bullshit. She'll put up with you, you know what I'm saying?
And if she got your back the way you sound. I mean, I like that, you know what I'm saying? Because there's so many women out here that think that, you know, it's all on a man. They act as though they can't understand that it's a team effort, you know what I'm saying? We in it together. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So many women, oh, he going to take care of me, he going to do this, he going to buy. That bitch, look, that ain't your daddy.
Damn,
I mean,
bring in something,
do something. So if you got a woman that's got your back, you got you something. You know what I'm saying? And don't take it for granted. She deserves the best, and you need to do your best to give her
and don't
the best.
Be out,
you know what I'm saying?
And don't be out here like these sorry ass
my lady.
Ride other girls.
Step on the light, just tell him pull it up again.
Pull it up again.
Step on the light, just tell him lift it up again. Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't handle the heat. So my suggestion, when you can't handle that heat, get your motherfucking ass out of the kitchen and stop calling me. That bullshit. Now, what I'm saying is, fellas, then you got bitch number two, bitch number three, they sitting up waiting, and then you trying to, you know, you ain't answering your phone for a couple of hours because you done swung through this little house. Look, if you treat these motherfuckers right year-round, and what you do, I'm gonna tell you, now you know my other alias is Auntie. Tell Auntie all about that. Let Auntie put you up on some game. Me and Jock finna tell you something. Stop worrying about these motherfucking holidays. Drop that shit. Number one, it's a business. It's designed to make money. They tell you it's this day. All y'all motherfuckers run out, go buy all this bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And you know the shit going into the trash can unless it's from jewelry or something. Well, you could have bought the shit all year round. And that way you won't have to worry. You tell them when you first meet them, look, you know what I'm saying? I'm a realist. I live every day like it's my last, because one day it will be. I don't celebrate holidays. I celebrate life. That's how you come at them. That's what I do. I don't celebrate no motherfucking holidays, because guess what? I don't need you looking for me on Valentine's Day. Don't worry about all that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So Because when it's a team or a group, somebody going to be sitting over their arms folded, and then you're going to be trying to do sneaky shit like the bitch you with Thursday, then you got to go try to see one that Friday. You know, when holidays like that fall on the Thursday, you got Thursday, then you got to kick it with a bitch Friday, then you got to kick it with a bitch Saturday. Come on, now, that's just too much.
That shit get expensive.
This shit costs too goddamn much.
Man, that shit, I'll be
then,
fun. Then
you
got to
go buy experiences on Valentine's Day, your mama. Look, stop indulging in these motherfucking holidays. That shit is a business. It's designed to get money. It shit don't mean nothing. What means something is when you treat people like they should be treated every day. See, but then you won't be missing on, you know, Friday night. That bitch know, oh, he with me all day Thursday. Now he missing Friday. He with that other bitch. Guess what? You get what you motherfucking deserve because you don't know how to motherfucking play the goddamn game. Can't tell them.
Niggas deserve all this shit.
I'm begging y'all.
Tell the truth.
Yeah. No. I deserve to wonder who's calling so damn late. For you to say I'm tripping, just a homie from my face.
That's just a homie.
Don't he know it's 1 o'clock in the morning? Say it's cool, baby, it's cool. For you to say he's coming into town
later on this evening.
He was just wondering if you and him could hang out.
Uh-oh.
I don't like it, but I know I gotta trust you. It ain't cool, cause I know it's true. Maybe I deserve for you to go out and find some other guy.
Maybe I deserve
for you to out with them all night.
Maybe I deserve
for you to do all the things I did to you.
Maybe I deserve.
Oh yeah.
Maybe I deserve.
Oh yeah.
Maybe I deserve
for you to go out and find some other guy.
Maybe I deserve
for you to stay out with them all night.
Maybe I deserve
for you to do all the things I did to you.
Maybe I deserve.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Maybe I deserve
for you to put on a sexy dress. For me to ask you who the hell you trying to impress. For you to laugh it all like it ain't nothing. I know it's something, maybe it's nothing here. To sit at home and wonder where you are. Is it kissing you, touching you, holding you? What? Take a drink to help ease my mind. I wanna be mad after all those times.
Maybe
I deserve for you to go out and find some other guy.
Maybe I deserve
for you to stay.
stay down with them all night.
I deserve
for you to do all the things I did to you.
I deserve.
Oh yeah.
Deserve.
Oh yeah.
John, why don't you tell the world who your favorite DJ is?
DJ Hell No.
Hell No, I don't know what I'm doing. But I bet you I make this shit work. That's my song right there. You know what I'm saying? I be trying, you know what I'm saying? I cannot be on the fella's side when they be doing basic shit like that. You know what I'm saying? You're going to disappear. You're going to disappear on Thursday to the sidelines. They already know. They like, oh, this nigga going to disappear. I ain't going to hear from him. I ain't going to call him. Woo, 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 woo. You know what I'm saying? Then on the weekend, you disappear from your main bitch. Man, y'all kill me with these holidays. Let that shit go. Live every day like it's your last, because one day it will be. Best that shit enough. Don't let the world.
My thing is
you're supposed to show affection and gratitude. Ooh. I wish I would wait till a holiday to tell my mama or whoever it is that I love them.
But I'm actually glad that you brought that up, because I think Valentine's is the only time that women actually accept gifts from their stalkers.
You know what?
I'm just saying.
So they accept gifts from the stalkers? When I did some research on this shit, I wasn't too keen on how it was derived.
I wasn't either. That's why I don't fuck with it. I know I wasn't.
It's supposed to be some old orgy type shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, well, look.
It was.
They threw messages in a bucket. You know what I'm saying? Everybody sat around the bucket naked. You know.
Yep. Bucket naked.
Just do your research. Google the truth behind Valentine's Day or how it was started. You know, you can Google everything. I'm going to do a topic on Google some Sunday. Because I be Googling some crazy shit. I could Google my right eyelash fell out, and it's got a reason for that shit. Google hell. I'm beginning to think Google is the devil.
It is the devil. It is the devil. Didn't you see that commercial where the lady said that people can't tell lies on the internet?
Okay.
It's the devil. Bonjour.
You Google everything. I walk with a limp. Why? Google got an answer for that shit. All right, damn.
You don't need to pray to God no more.
You just go to Google.
We deserve better than that, y'all. But then, not only that, like you just said, if you go on to Google and find all this shit, hell, there's so much shit there. That's why people be making these bombs and shit. Like, oh, well, I Google this shit. I know how to make a bomb. People didn't know how to make bombs and shit. Google that shit and find out what it's right there. YouTube that shit. They'll have a picture of the dude making the bomb right before he go blow it.
We'll give you instructions.
I Google
a lot of stuff. I Google recipes, and it come up on YouTube, and the bitch making the shit for me. And I be like, well, okay, then, well, you right here with me.
There it is.
You know what I'm saying? This shit, the internet shit, I got crazy.
Ain't going to talk you
through it. We deserve better, though.
But see, this ain't about this.
It's tearing,
see, like,
it's tearing relationships up. Because you know back in the day,
no,
you used to call
no,
your grandmama or your mama and ask them.
No,
now you get called Google.
No. We gonna stop that. The internet or Google nor Facebook or anything else is not tearing up relationships. We're tearing up relationships with people. No, we're tearing up the relationship with people. People lying. People don't conniving. They sneaking. Because the same shit that people doing right now, they were doing this shit back in the early times. The same shit. Ain't no different. It's just being exposed right now. And they got cameras. They got these camera phones. They got these cameras every fucking where. Shit being exposed. You remember the old saying, what's done in the dark coming to the light? The internet bring it to the fucking light where people can't do shit no more.
I don't deserve what you just said, because that wasn't what I was talking about. I was simply saying, you know, when you used to call your grandmama and ask her for her buttermilk biscuit recipe, you don't call her no more, you just Google the shit. So it's
family secrets. But see, you can't do that because grandma was only 35 to 40 years old now. So why would you call your grandma?
There you go.
I'm just saying, why would you call her when they don't know how to cook?
The 15-year-old grandmama, don't do that.
Why would you call your grandmother when your grandmother don't know how to cook?
Well, first of all, I was...
Today's grandmothers. I don't deserve this. Because I don't deserve to be meet women that I can cook better than, and I'm a man. Not saying that, you know, men are bad cooks or anything, but it's just the fact that, you know, I feel, this is just me, but I feel that a woman should be able to cook better than a man. And it's just me now, you know, I just feel that men are better chefs. I'm sorry, but that's just how I feel.
That's
because
you ain't had none of my cooking, nigga.
Oh, nigga, you always trying to put that pussy on motherfucker.
I mean, that's what I do. You deserve it.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm
nobody deserves. Nobody deserves me more than you. Nobody deserves me more than you. You know what I'm saying?
I heard that.
Say it, ooh. You ain't gotta make an issue, ooh. I ain't tryna play the system, ooh. I'm just tryna make this thing right. Yeah. How could you think that I could ever be better without you? I can go a few months. Every day, girl, I'll be missing you. Me losing you to another dude. The thought of it is so depressing, ooh. You and I both know that we need it. That's why I'm explaining what I'm fighting for. Girl, there's no so stop surprising to go crazy for, cause there's no one who deserves you more. Who gave you love? Don't change on me. I'll go have crazy if you choose to leave. While I'm explaining what I'm fighting for, girl, there's no one who deserves you more. Don't often talk about it, baby, but we know it's true. That you were insecure once. Yeah. Someone really did you dirty, ooh. But I encouraged you to make it through. Showed you special was a part of you. You did the same for me, too. So, girl, I thank you.
Thank
I'm
you.
So thankful. Let's not break up. Let's be grateful. Our arguments only brought us close and fight.
I'm explaining what I'm fighting for.
Girl, there's no one who deserves you more.
Don't stop subscribing to those crazy thoughts.
Girl, there's no one who deserves you more.
Who gave you
love?
Don't change on me. I'll go half crazy if you choose to leave. That's why I'm explaining what I'm fighting for.
Girl, there's no one who deserves you more.
We spend more time on the problems than self. Try to work them out to get better.
However,
let's turn this negative into a positive.
Oh,
you believe in you and I feel it.
Go back and listen to any shows that you prefer. All of them are recorded.
I do see that it is very difficult to visit Hot Talk Radio on blog just straight in. You have to register. I guess register your Facebook page and it will give you access to the shows. If not,
Twitter
just go to Lady
Twitter
Diva's
too, page. Twitter too.
Or Hot Talk Radio's page on Facebook. And all of the links are on our page, on those pages. You just hit the link and it'll play right there. Real easy to access. In the meantime, I'm going to close out the show. You know, I know you want to hear some more because you deserve it. But you catch us, Susan. We got you. Holla.
Aye. Man, I'm pulling out the motherfucking Ritz the other day, man. I pull up on my partner, Vino. Know what I'm saying? Real boss, nigga. He like, Future, you deserve that shit, nigga.
You deserve it. I'm really digging you see. Say Mike Jackson, Billy Jean. I'm playing the Kanye.